Part 2, Stories from the Tank. For this section of Shark Bites, I interviewed dozens of former Shark Tank entrepreneurs. Some wish to remain anonymous, but the vast majority are ready to tell their stories to the world. Two entrepreneurs in particular, Shelly Eller of Show No Towels and Mona Weiss of EcoNuts, had amazing journeys, so I have included in-depth interviews with them. Shelly starts on page 78, and Mona's begins on page 134. Enjoy the journey with these very special entrepreneurs through the good, the bad, and the reality. Chapter 4. What really happens to entrepreneurs after Shark Tank? It seems like whenever I meet people in my travels, they look at me with this gaze of vague recognition, squint their eyes, slightly turn their head, and then ask one of the several variations on a question. Where have I seen you? Or were you on Shark Tank? If the person I'm speaking with doesn't mention the show immediately, I usually ask, do you watch Shark Tank? 9.5 times out of 10, it clicks for them instantly. And then they have an opinion about my appearance that they are not shy about sharing. Sometimes loudly. From everyone that I have interacted with who had appeared on Shark Tank over the years, this experience is largely the same, though their appearances on whole have been a lot less polarizing than mine was. Chalk some of that up to me, and some of it up to the creative editing. All things considered, my experience with Shark Tank has been life-changing in a positive way. This is a common sentiment amongst Shark Tank entrepreneurs, whether they got a deal or not. Shark Tank is a good experience, but not in any way that the audience at home might expect. Special access. Because I was on the show, I have special access to other entrepreneurs that have also appeared. I wanted to dig deeper and see if my experience was consistent with others. And through exploring a couple dozen contacts, some common threads emerged. One thing I found particularly interesting is that just about everyone who said that they were glad they appeared on the show mentioned that the publicity was a major plus for their business. I realized that publicity was going to be the primary benefit of my appearance before I went on Shark Tank and have taken considerable flack from people accusing me of just doing it for the publicity after my episode aired. As if standing up in front of 8 million people could be anything but publicity. Where are we now? While the producers of Shark Tank like to visit past entrepreneurs who did make an on-air deal and share their success stories, I think it's just as interesting to see what is happening with the people who, like me, did not make an on-air deal. There are a lot of people who were made offers by the Sharks but rejected them on air, or made an on-air deal that fell through after filming. There are even more people who did make a deal but are still never covered in any official follow-ups. ABC is calling their new Where Are They Now show Beyond the Tank, but let's look at the other side of the tank instead. Offer, offer rejected. Deal, no deal. Where are the rest of the Shark Tank entrepreneurs, and what did they learn from their experience? I reached out to a number of people who appeared on Shark Tank through various direct channels for some quotes and updates. Some made on-air deals, and some did not. Almost all of them were willing to be quoted, and most had a positive experience on the show. Since you've gotten this far into the book, you know that I don't sugarcoat anything, so you also know that these are genuine opinions. Here are some comments from other Shark Tank participants, and I'm sure you'll notice some reoccurring themes. Let's kick off our exploration of the other side of the tank with some quick anecdotes, then dive into the deep end. It's all about the exposure. I am very grateful that the Kitchen Safe was selected to appear on Shark Tank. Shark Tank introduced the Kitchen Safe to the world. We were on national TV for over 12 minutes, plus reruns. We were able to tell our story, explain the value of the Kitchen Safe, and share stories about how the Kitchen Safe has impacted thousands of lives. I'd recommend any small company to take advantage of the opportunity to pitch to both the sharks and the world. Kitchen Safe co-founder David Krippendorf. It's that shark bait of national exposure that lures most entrepreneurs to the tank in the first place. Even after 15 years in business and tens of millions in revenue each year, my company, Scott eVest, doesn't have spare cash to put into a national advertising campaign on network TV. And in many ways, that's what Shark Tank feels like to people looking at it from the outside. Is it free exposure? Not even close. But it costs a lot less upfront than a primetime media buy. And the person pitching their company can control the broad strokes of what is said about their product to the viewing public. Shark Tank made us better business people. Since we turned down Kevin's offer, we've been raising capital, and our appearance on the show has been better than any investment memorandum we could write. It shows investors what we look like under pressure. The most important thing for us wasn't being on the show. It was all the work that we put into preparing for the show. At that point, our business was barely more than a hobby. Preparing for the show made us think very hard about our plans for the future and our strategy for getting there. Zero Shoes founder Steven Sashin. For my own appearance on Shark Tank, I rehearsed for hundreds of hours. My team helped me massage my presentation, and we would film it over and over again, then go back to the tapes as if we were a football team examining the competition. We kept what worked and went back to the drawing board again and again and again and again. Steven is right. It forces you to think critically about your business and have numbers, rationales, and plans ready to go off the top of your head. Preparing for Shark Tank is unlike any other experience a business person can have. Way more stress than even an important meeting with your bankers. But the way it forces you to examine your business is a major help to finding your way forward. It's not a democracy. There is a great divide between the haves and the have-nots in terms of exposure by ABC. Many deserving entrepreneurs who didn't get deals don't get update segments because those are contractually obligated, season 5 and beyond, to the Shark's businesses, whether or not they were truly the most successful. Anonymous. There haven't been any follow-up segments to my appearance either. At first, I was surprised, since my episode was the highest rated up to that point, but I get it now. Shark Tank is about the show. It's about the audience. It's not about the entrepreneurs, no matter how entertaining or controversial they are, period. At the end of the day, the producers of Shark Tank imagine a story arc that goes across the season and from season to season. They are responsible for telling a story that is cohesive, but draws in the audience and keeps them coming back for more. It's true that there are some entrepreneurs out there with great products and businesses who did not make a deal. But when it comes to who gets what amount of exposure and in what light that exposure is painted, it's not a democracy and it's not a meritocracy. It's whatever works for the production, and that's entirely out of our hands. You need more than just exposure. Shark Tank definitely had a hand in our rapid growth, and we are super grateful to the show for putting us on the map. But if we hadn't put in the work to build our company both before and after the show, and if we didn't have a product that people really liked, then we would not have been successful after Shark Tank. Econuts co-founder and CCO, Mona Weiss. I've heard time and again about people's sites crashing when they appear on Shark Tank. In fact, it happened to me. But beyond server and traffic issues, as Mona said, you need to have your business locked down and have a great product, or you will get nothing out of it. Building this infrastructure is needed to not only survive the tank, but to survive your own success if it works. I had made a mistake and invested tons of money in inventory in preparation for my appearance. We got great exposure, but the show did not air the extensive hands-on demo of my product that showed off all the features. No song and dance, no deep understanding of how compelling my product is. Ultimately, I wound up with great exposure, but it did not translate into direct sales, despite having the infrastructure in place. When going into the Shark Tank, there is always some level of uncertainty, for better or for worse. The deep end. For all the TV and legal hoops they make you jump through, Shark Tank is a great show. The audience can certainly learn from what makes the air, but the real stories happen behind the scenes or get left on the editing room floor. That's where we will pick up this story right now. The former Shark Tank entrepreneurs have a lot of insight and wisdom to share for entrepreneurs everywhere, and it's my goal to give them a platform. What follows are amazing insights and stories from several dozen Shark Tank entrepreneurs about their appearances, building a business, and life as Shark Tank entrepreneurs.